Good morning. I'm Vince Lancey. In today's market rundown, we're going to talk about Goldman and a report they just put out that basically puts copper, silver, and gold on notice in one report. So let's get started. Okay. As I just mentioned, Goldman has a report out. It's primarily discussing copper. The title of it is Copper's Time Is Now. We're going to go through the main points of that report. But first, let's check in with the markets to see where they are. All right, listen to me. The dollar is down 9. 10-year bonds are down a basis point. S&P 500 is 51.50, up 30 handles. Wow. The VIX is 14.62. Gold is trading 21.60, up 470 after touching an important technical level and finding buying there. Silver was negative on the night, but is now positive at 25.17. This is all very constructive. Copper is trading 410. It is also strong. Bitcoin is up 25, which is basically nothing, trading 68, spot 387 after a weekend of selling that started on Friday, precipitated likely by a liquidator of Bitcoin who had a short MicroStrategy position against it, et cetera, et cetera. Ethereum is 3607. Palladium is down 16 at 1064. Platinum is trading 922, down $12. Oil is up again, trading 181.32, up 32 cents. Natural gas is up 9 cents at 174, up over 5%. And grains are off the screen, but they are down. Soybeans trading 1185, and corn is trading 428. And there it is. Wheat is trading 538.7. There's the GoldFix homepage. We have a lot of really good content out this weekend. The Big Long, which discusses the concurrent liquidation of ETF bullion holdings for GLD and SLV with the COMEX drawdown. And we make the case that there's some risk there that we're not seeing. Also, Michael Hartnett had a very good report out over the week, and we walked through it over the weekend, describing, well, basically the Fed may not raise the interest rate. I'm sorry, the inflation target to 3%, but they're acting like they are, and the market is treating them like they are, and they probably are. All right, so here we go. Let's get to the main story here. The main story is this Goldman report. All right. Goldman just put copper, silver, and gold on notice in one report. The report's about copper. It's called Copper's Time Is Now. And they put in this report six well-written, well-argued points about why copper is probably a buy. And we're going to read through the six points, just the titles of them. That full report is available to premium subscribers at the bottom. We're also going to do a complete read through and walk through this report later in the day because I want to touch on the nuances and, you know, people who understand the history of Goldman, more trading aspects like myself, will say this is not something you rely on. And I'm going to say to you that it is. And I'll explain to you what is right about this report. You know, with healthy skepticism. For now, I'm just going to read the six points they make, just the title of the point, and I will throw a chart in or two in areas that I can corroborate or contradict what they're saying. So let's get to that. First of all, the reasons copper's time is now. The first one is a turn in the industrial cycle. They say after a prolonged downturn, incremental evidence now points to a bottoming out in the industrial cycle. And there's a chart to that effect. What do we say about that? Well, yes, the economy, we've been talking about this for a couple weeks, and Hartnett has been talking about this more pointedly. PMIs are weak, but they are definitely bottoming. So you're negative, but you're less negative. They're starting to creep up. And that's an indication, a logical economic indication, that the consumption that we've had for the last year or so has been draining inventories. And so manufacturers are starting to manufacture again. So the economy was consumption, and now it's replenishment or manufacturing. And that is a cyclical sign that the economy is going to kick up, the global economy is going to kick up again from an increase manufacturing because of the runoff. So increased manufacturing means increased raw materials, means buy copper. Second point, China's green policy put. We don't feel comfortable having an opinion on that, except to say that it's important to read. And they are actually getting pretty ESG about it when you think about their green movements, electric cars, what have you. All right. Europe's price stimulus. In the nutshell of that is Europe's price stimulus augments the demand side, which makes their manufacturing possibly come back. Now, their manufacturing is taking a big hit in the last year for the right reasons, but this could be, you know, this could be a dead cat bounce for them. But Goldman goes through it, I think, pretty methodically about what the pros of that are and the risks as well. So copper itself, copper supply shock progresses. All right. The supply shock, which began with aggressive concentrate destocking and then sharp mine supply downgrades last year, has now advanced to an increased bind on metal production. All right, quickly, the copper shortage story has been around for a while, and it's had various little spikes in copper. But let's face it, over the last year, copper's contango has been a reflection of that not really being a problem. But now we're seeing it creep into the actual manufacturing. If you look in China, a lot of smelters had to shut down, or they were told to shut down because they weren't profitable. And as a result of that, you have less production. So you have a supply shrinkage that's working through the system from the vaults to the processing. Now, that in and of itself is not bullish, but the outcome of that is bullish. The reason I think that's extremely significant for silver is that is silver story. That's the same story as silver. Okay. That's the silver story. Nobody talks about silver. There's a reason for that. We're not going to get into that now, but the copper story is the silver story. If copper goes up, silver will go up more for this reason. That's it. And it's probably going to happen. I'm not saying it's happening tomorrow. I'm saying this report is saying to the world